You always kind of wonder before you see plays finished, you know, where the team stands. And so what I learned today, I would say defensively, the execution and the assignments have taken a huge step forward in terms of preventing big plays and keeping points down. The first week, it had kind of been shifted more offensively where big plays and balls were going over the top of us and around us. And offensive points had been probably the strength of the week. It looks like the defense caught up today to assignments and leverage and getting an idea of Taysom, who's a really skilled player and good receivers. And so I think it shifted a little bit back today. I was still encouraged by Taysom. We held out a few players, and really a unique test for our offense today is we held out Tijon Kuroma at center. And so there was a huge emphasis, if you missed that part, to make sure, okay, what happens if Tijon's not in there and what that looks like. So there were a few protection issues and some different things as well there, which could have contributed to the pass game. Also, we also held out Travis Tuiloma. So the inside matchup, we tried to make neutral. Also, Algie Brown, we held out to give a chance to see Adam Hine, also Nate Carter, and then Riley Byrd has been moved to tailback. And we think that's really a good move with Micah Simon, who was a receiver, being moved to corner. And so he got some work there. Also, got a great chance to see the kicking game today. Trevor continues to kick the field goals really well in terms of accuracy and percentage. Johnny Linehan is doing a nice job with the rugby punting. This was his first chance in the stadium, and obviously there's no rush, but I think he handled that decently. Returners still need work. And about the amount of penalties that I expected. So overall, before I watched the film, that would be my assessment.
Did you notice Moroni out there? Is he dinged or just...
Good question.
Oh,
there was no conversation that he would not play. And so if he didn't, maybe he got dinged up early and I didn't catch it.
You guys being held out, were there any of them health issues or was just you just wanted to see?
No, I just wanted to see. So there's a few players on our team where current depth and or impact, the risk-reward wasn't worth it to me. Tijon Kuroma won, Travis Tuiloma won. Bronson played a little bit. Algie would be another one. I think that's it.
You thought Hanneman might be out a day or two. It's been a week. How's he doing?
Yeah, so taking longer, not because of his health, but because of more tests they want to run and correspondence and communication between doctors. And so I still don't anticipate it being a big deal. Even though it's been a week, it's just really a unique circumstance with communication and different doctors wanting different tests and trying to get a consensus.
Can you describe it generally, what he's dealing with?
I can't. I don't know enough about it, nor if I did, it would probably mess it up. So you could certainly talk to Brad about it.
What have you seen from Harvey Longhi so far this camp?
So Harvey's an emotional leader. From the offseason, any group that's with him performs at a higher level. He brings energy, he brings a physicality, and he brings an intent that elevates his teammates. He's still learning the position, he's still learning the game, but no question. Well, he was already chosen as a player that can be a leader on our team.
The defense seemed to spend a lot of time in the backfield. How much was that the defense being successful, and how much of that was some of those offensive line breakdowns?
I think it's mostly Tijon, because Tijon, our center position, makes the majority of those calls. And again, we worked some contingencies today. Again, risk reward. We don't want to lose Tijon, but we got a great idea what it looks like if he's not playing today. And then defensive execution is moving forward, so maybe a combination.
Bringing in Tanner in that first series, was that predetermined?
Yeah.
Or why was it?
Of plays. So the offense, kind of an odd timing. We didn't go by series today. We were going by number of plays. And so you'll notice one time even after a stop or a touchdown, a group came back for one play, and then they went back out. So it was predetermined number of plays.
What was your target number of plays today, and did you get right there?
So I was shooting for about 80, and I think we're a little bit under that, but I was okay with it from what I saw.
What were your impressions of your defensive backfield, in particular your cornerbacks?
Improving. There's some corners that are starting to play well. Right now, without Micah Hanneman, Michael Davis, Michael Shelton, and Jordan Prater have done a really nice job, and I love the progress those guys are making. And then if you add potentially Micah Hanneman into that mix as well, that's nice depth. In fact, possibly one could be cross-trained as a corner, as a safety if it was nickel or dime. And that would give us better coverage.
Had you commented on Sione yet, missing the first game?
I haven't, but I will. I believe it was made public recently this week, but that was about maybe 7 or 10 days old. Going to that, I had already addressed it with Sione. I'd really like to keep things private as much as possible when I can. But also when it's time to announce it, if others find out or there's stories, then I try to just announce it and get through with it when the situation calls for it. And I thought that was the case with Sione. So he'll miss the Nebraska game, pending anything else that might happen before then. So,
how does that affect your team without him against Nebraska?
They're already practicing really without him in terms of a starting lineup or a significant role. And I don't think it affects us from any other thing than I think it gains. I think it helps the team gain confidence in our system, our structure, our accountability, and consistency. And you have to do what you're supposed to do.
Are these always pretty good baseline experiences, the first scrimmage, the first Saturday?
You know, it's an interesting thing. The first scrimmage to me is usually the most important because it really helps me frame the rest of practice. And I wasn't quite sure what it would be like. But it gives me a great reference point now, knowing that it's probably the most plays that we'll do with the most significant players until we play. The closer we get, the less plays and the less the significant players will be live. So this was a chance to see, okay, we're not quite as far here. We're a little bit better there. And that really has maybe the most impact on how we're going to play because of how it affects the practice plan going into Nebraska.
Even without breaking down film, has it already kind of set the agenda in your head for the next short term?
Yeah, it has. And so a delicate balance. I would like to see more run defense and more consistency in the run game in terms of volume. That hasn't been our focus to this point, but we also have been shells, no pads. You know, you have to work through that first week NCAA-wise, so we're going to need a little bit more work in there and probably pretty quickly so it's far enough away from dings and injuries before we play. We need to get a little bit more physical.
I think Mike Riley's team is going without two-a-days in their camp. Are you easing back on those? How many of those will you have?
Yeah, we're going to do all that we're allowed, but they'll be light. I mean, college two-a-days is long, and the season is long, and the depth is limited. With all that, it just, for most coaches, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so you have to modify it some way to keep your best players healthy and trained at the same time. And I'm sure Mike's not the only one doing that. But, yeah, you can't sustain it.
Are you a little less concerned?
It was asked earlier. I think he's fine. We have an issue right now of getting doctors to correspond, collaborate, and find consensus. And so we're kind of in the middle right now. And as a result, he's just kind of stuck for a minute.
Are you a little less concerned with what the defense showed you today than you were maybe when you entered the day?
I wouldn't say necessarily from when I entered the day, but from starting all the way going into the spring, as I shifted into this role, it's just I think they're much more confident with me. They know now what to expect and how it's going to be run, and I'm getting to know them better, not only individually and how to maybe capture their hearts, but where to put each player and what their identity and what they can and can't do, and maybe be able to call them into positions to give them their best chance. And so it's just a work in progress, but I'm more comfortable today than I have been.
Louis continues to see a lot of time at guard. Is that just like a cross-training approach?
Yeah, cross-training approach, but we're still trying to find our best five. And taken today was Tijon out, but if you take away any one of the existing five, we'd love to be able to not have to play a lesser player but have a great player be able to move to a different spot, and so we have some flexibility.
Is that the same approach with Kyle Johnson?
It is, yep.
Can Brad Wilcox be your eighth, maybe, offensive lineman right now?
So. Yeah, I think so.
What do you take from the defensive inside spot? I noticed Moses has been kind of moving up. What do you like from him?
Moses is undersized, but he's excellent against the pass, and he plays with really good leverage, and so we're I'm not ready to say how many players are going to play. Traditionally, when I'm coaching a defense, about 15 play significantly. I'm not sure it will be any different than that. But if it is, it might be up front because there seems to be more linebackers and more D linemen. So maybe.
How about Fred Warner and what you saw from him today?
I saw a step forward. So I would love to see Fred impact our defense more, or impact a scrimmage more, or impact the team session more than what he has. But I started to see some of that today. And so I think it's just taking a little time from both injuries that he had. And so he's working his way back in. It's been basically a week now into fall camp, and I saw a step forward. And again, sometimes I'm right after the scrimmage, sometimes I'm not, but I think that's what I saw.
Did you get out of it pretty clean, by the way? Sometimes
yes.
We're always addressing injuries. And
and that had something to do with I saw enough plays, got a good assessment, and then, okay, let's just call it.
Last question.
Through a week, who stood out? Who? What guys have caught your
Let's
eye?
Let's see. You know, there's a couple of guys that are kind of emerging. Josh Weeks has made some unique plays and some really good plays on the ball, which I didn't anticipate that from what I saw in the spring, and so I think he's taken a step up. Michael Shelton, I think, has really improved. I like what I've seen from him. Manoah Pakula has played really well this week. I've really been impressed with him. I would say that Tanner Mangum, I'm just continue to be impressed with. And there's always risk that I'm going to forget, but those are the ones that come right to my mind.